Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Kick here with you, 97 on the Hill Studios. Excited tonight because we are joined by three special guests to get the word out about the Marathon Jam, which is back live in person this year. It's a 12-hour jam session. It's going to be on Saturday, February 24th, noon to midnight at the American Legion Post 6, just off of 54 west of Carrboro, all raising funds for the Fisher House, providing housing for the families of veterans getting treatment at VA hospitals. Fantastic event. It's for a great cause. You can come out and watch. You can also come out and join the circle and participate for as long as you want. We got three guests here in the studio who are going to play some music and talk about it. Robert Welch, Charles Fields, and Kirby Hurd. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Kirby, you got the guitar out. What are you gonna play first?
I think I'm going to play That's What Makes a Bluegrass Song.
Go for it.
All right, here we go. Say the Bill began it all in the land where grass is blue. Lester had a picking style that drove the tempo through. Called old time hillbilly with a high and lonesome sound. Dr. Ralph and Carter had a steel house to tear down. Songs of trains, mountain mine, and lying, cheating, killing, dying, love and loss and gambling, moonshine, mama, muscadine. Man, you say you done me wrong, and pretty girls who belong, three chords and a G run. That's what makes a bluegrass song. Now people come from miles around, strumming strings of steel, ballads, breakdowns, instrumentals, old-time jigs and reels. Man of constant sorrow who possess a special gift. They say when four are picking, there is usually a fifth. Songs of trains, mountain mine, and lying, cheating, killing, dying, loving, loss, and gambling, moonshine, mama, muscadine. Man, you say you done me wrong, and pretty girls who move along, three chords and a G run. Well, that's what makes a bluegrass song. I'm born from all our origins and beckon to combine. Lambs and old tradition, life and music intertwine. A chicken stewer will hold down any chance to pick and grin. Now and then a two-chord or a seven might sneak in. So Bill Monroe's your father and Jimmy Martin's king. If flat picks, six claw, hammer five, or saw four fiddle strings. If an eight-string mando cross-pick stirs a musical romance, then you're in bluegrass country where flat foot is a dance. Songs of trains, mountain mine, and lying, cheating, killing, dying, loving, loss, and gambling, moonshine, mama, muscadine. Man, you say you done me wrong, and pretty girls who move along, three chords and a G run. Three chords and a G run. Three chords and a G run. Now that's what makes a bluegrass song.
Awesome. You're listening to Kirby Hurd. You just heard her, Robert Welch, and Charles Fields also here in the studio talking about the Marathon Jam Saturday the 24th, noon to midnight at American Legion Post 6, raising funds for a great cause. We're going to talk about that event, and we'll hear more music when we come back on Live and Local after this. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. I am Aaron Keck here in the studio, joined by three special guests, Robert Welch, Charles Fields, and Kirby Hurd. We are here talking about the Marathon Jam, which is a fantastic annual event. Haven't been able to do it live since COVID, but it's coming back for the first time in a few years, and it's this Saturday, February 24th. Noon to midnight at the American Legion Post 6, new Post 6 out on 54 west of Carrboro. It's a 12-hour jam session. You can come and participate for as short or as long a time as you want. Come out and watch. It's all a fantastic fundraiser event, too, raising funds for a terrific cause. Guys, everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us. Come in.
So that was the 15-second summary. Tell us about the Marathon Jam. What should folks know?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to our founder and our president emeritus, John Santa, who founded this organization in his carport over 15 years ago.
Fantastic guy.
Who has developed it into a 501c3 nonprofit charity. So you can get a tax write-off for a contribution. We are glad to be here. We're all three board members and proud to be on the board. And we look forward to carrying Marathon Jam into the future and raising as much money as possible for the Fisher House, which is the military equivalent, if folks don't know, of the civilian Ronald McDonald Houses. It's a five-star facility. military families can stay there free of charge while their service members undergoing treatment, surgery, rehabilitation, whatever that may be. And there's one at Fort Liberty, used to be Bragg, and at the others at Camp Lejeune. We also support first responders. We're looking forward to Saturday.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Kirby?
The Fisher House also is only supported by donations, and they also serve Gold Star families.
Mm-hmm. How big of an event is this? I know it's been a few years, but typically, like, how big of an event has this been?
Kirby actually has more corporate experience than I do, but I've been to four or five of them, and it seems to me we've had crowds of, say, between 40 and 50.
I'd say at least, and there it usually brings a large audience, too.
Right, yeah. And the 40 or 50 are the pickers.
That's a big circle around. Yeah, it's cool to watch. Yeah.
Come and go. But
and I can say from my standpoint, I sort of hosted the COVID era jam for 3 years on my back porch. Nice. And we were still able to squeeze in about 14 to 20 folks, but at least it kept a little bit of lifeblood in the jam for those 3 years that we really couldn't get everyone together. So this is going to be a big, big blowout return coming around to this. And I think there's a lot of stored up energy in the musical community that needs to have this.
Yeah. And literally everyone invited, right? Come on.
All comers, all levels of musician.
Yep.
All types of music.
Yep, exactly. And Charles, you're wearing an Iron Pickers shirt. So,
correct.
Yeah, Iron Pickers are for...
If you come and you play the entire 12 hours, then you get to have that coveted Iron Picker t-shirt, ice for the hand included.
Might be necessary after like hour eight or so. I'm speaking with Charles Fields, you just heard him, Kirby Heard, Robert Welch. For folks who want to donate to the cause, like, what's the procedure? What are they doing?
Yeah, and just Aaron, to go back to that Iron Picker for a second too, the way I've approached it with people that in my circle is, you know, you've seen fundraisers before where you raise for the Cancer Society or American Heart where they sponsor you per mile. So I basically have had people to sponsor me for every hour I play.
I like it.
They're going to make a donation of a certain amount. So, again, all comers can come and, you know, get your neighbors or whatever to sponsor you for whether it's a dollar an hour, a nickel an hour, or whatever. It all adds up.
Yep.
I should add that if you play 12 hours, you get to go to the bathroom and get up. And
there's
and
food there for the performers.
There's food there for the performers. So it's not, you know, being glued to your chair for 12 hours. It's, you know, we're very reasonable about that. The other thing I wanted to mention is the other part of our mission is playing live music for our vets and their caregivers.
Yep.
In VA facilities across the state. We're regularly in the Kernersville VA every other Thursday from 11:30 to 13:30, playing live music right in the front hall. And I find it incredible because while we're playing, people come through the front door and immediately their faces light up in a smile. A lot of folks stop and talk to us and listen to us. It's really fulfilling, and from time to time we're even able to get a veteran to come and sit in with us. We always have an extra guitar, you know, whether it's playing the guitar along with us or singing a song and playing. And that's how I got involved in Marathon Jam. I like to say that I was at the Durham VA Hospital for a good long time, and John Santa and Keith Carroll and Greg Eldred came to play. And I went over to see them play, and they reignited my interest in music. I like to say that John and the boys brought me out of Egypt. So, and now I get to be on the board and try to do the same thing for other veterans. So it makes my heart full. And that's another, like I said, important part of our mission. We're going to be in Salisbury as well, and Kirby's heading that effort, and we're going to be back in the Durham VA too now that everybody's opened back up post-COVID. So
people want to donate if they – obviously, you can go to the jam on Saturday. And
you can also go to marathonjam.org,
yep.
And there's a click button on there that you can go through, or there's information on there as well that you can write a check if you prefer that method.
Do we have a QR code as well?
We'll have a QR code at the event.
Yeah.
Nice. Again, speaking with Robert Welch, Kirby Hurd, Charles Fields, marathonjam.org is the website. You can go there and find out more about the event and donate right there on the website. And then, of course, everyone invited out to the actual jam itself, noon to midnight at the American Legion Post 6, new post out on 54 west of Carborough. Fantastic space if you haven't been there to check it out. This is a great opportunity to do that too. But bring your instruments, come and watch, however you want to participate. They will very happily take you there, and it's going to be a terrific event for a great cause. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
All right.
Kirby again?
Yeah, we also honor veterans by wrapping them in honor quilts. And we seek their biographies so that, you know, we have a record of that and we can share their information as they're being honored. And I was tasked with finding the bio for a friend, Bob Height, who was wrapped 1 year. And I knew he had served in the Air Force, but I didn't know a whole lot. And so in doing my digging, a poem came out, which transformed into this song, which is called Not Forgotten, a song for all times. Did anyone say thank you when you finally came home? Were you made to feel a hero, or did you feel alone? It really doesn't matter if you were called or volunteered. The time you spend away from them results in the same tears. Too often there are politics, emotions with these wars that divide the folks back home, leaving you with different scars. Regardless of the conflict, was it declared or not? No difference to the countless scores of warriors who fought. Your service to your country, whether seven tours or one, on the front or at a home base, it all must be done. So let me take this moment from a pacifist at heart to thank you for your sacrifice, your health, your time apart. Things I'm sure we'll never know about the time you served. You bury safely deep inside, seeming stoic and unnerved. Not all of us are brave enough to leave our home behind and form a different family, a brotherhood defined. So glad you came back home to us, we're standing by your side. We know you left some friends behind, no scars can seem to hide. So to all who serve their homeland in patriotic thread, thank you now for all you've done, let it never go unsaid. Thank you now for all you've done, let it never go unsaid.
Awesome. Again, you are listening to Kirby Hurd, also Robert Welch and Charles Fields here in the studio talking about the Marathon Jam Saturday, February 24th, noon to midnight at American Legion Post 6. Come by and participate. Come by and watch. Come by and give to the cause. The Fisher House raising money for families of veterans getting care in the VA hospitals all over the country. It's a fantastic cause that they're raising money for. MarathonJam.org is the website. Everyone, can you stick around for one more song?
Sure.
Awesome.
Sure.
We'll come back and we'll have one more song from everyone at Marathon Jam after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Robert Welch, Kirby Hurd, and Charles Fields talking about the Marathon Jam, which is coming up this Saturday, February 24th, noon to midnight at the American Legion Post 6, all raising money for the Fisher House. Terrific cause, terrific event. They've done this every year, but it's their first time back live in person since before the pandemic, so super excited about that as well. MarathonJam.org is the website. If you want to go there and find out more, you can donate to the cause on the website too if you can't make it out in person, but definitely make it out in person either to take part in the circle or just sit and watch. It's a great time no matter how you do it. We do have time for one more song, and Charles and Robert are getting ready with their instruments. What are we gonna hear from
play
you?
Play an old Sam Cooke song, Bring It On Home.
Go for it.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me. Yeah. You know I laughed when you left, but I know I only hurt myself. Oh, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring your money, jewelry too. That's not all. All I'll do for you. Oh, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me. You know, always slave till I'm dead and buried in my grave. Oh, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One more thing, baby. You know I love you.
Don't, Charles.
You know I try to treat you right, then you stayed out late most every night. But I forgive you, baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
It is the Marathon Jam coming on Saturday, February 24th, noon to midnight, American Legion Post 6. That's on 54 West of Carborough. It is for a terrific cause, raising money for the Fisher House for first responders. Come out, participate, watch for as short or as long a time as you want. It really is one of the great events in our community. Charles Fields, Kirby Hurd, Robert Welch, thank you all so much for being out with us. Robert, you got one more announcement?
Yeah, one more thing. If you come out, you can listen to Kirby Hurd. You just heard her on the radio. She's one of North Carolina's finest singer-songwriters. We're real proud to have her.
She is really great in person. Always a highlight.
We're really glad to have her as part of our organization. And I wanted to just hype her three albums: Ripples in the Wake, which is her new album, and then her first album is Mama's Biscuits, and the in-between one is Pieces of a Dream. And you can find those albums and all the original songs on KirbyHeard.com, and they also stream on Spotify.
Is he getting all this right, by the way?
Well, the Pieces of a Dream was actually first. Bob Height and I recorded that with Double H Bluegrass Band, but the others are solo efforts. So thank you so much for the plug.
You bet.
And again, marathonjam.org is the website for more on the Marathon Jam. Everyone, thank you so much for being with
us. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Thanks for having us, Aaron. Yeah.